the interpretation here.
我们大家打开罗马书第十三章。
Shall we all turn to Romans chapter 13?
罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
我们要读第七节。
We are to read verse number 7.
还有第八节。
And verse number 8.
第九节。
And number 9.
第十节。
And verse number 10.
我们要读这四节的圣经。
We are to read these four verses of the Bible.
罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13,
从第七到第十
reading from verse 7 to verse 10,
翻到了一同开始来读
shall read together aloud.
一二三，凡人所当得就给他，当得粮的给他那粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他，凡事都不可亏欠，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。好，先读到这个地方。
We'll stop reading here at verse 8.
请你读第七、第八节。
I shall read verse 7 and 8 in English. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray。
主啊，感谢赞美你，你的恩，你的爱，真是吸引我们到你面前。我们恭敬那你无用的仆人，放在你的手中，求你捆绑撒旦，求主你释放罪人，求主你真理打开我们的心窍，光照我们的意念，使我们的心意更新而变化。以你的真道，我们离开黑暗，归向光明。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。
阿门。
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我终归都是清洁，也靠耶稣宝血。我们已经有一个月的时间思想第一节到第六节的圣经。
It has been for a month. We ponder on verses 1 to 6.
这段圣经是全本圣经里面论到政权最重要的一段圣经。
And this passage is most important in the Bible that discusses about government authority.
基督徒不是单单等以后上天堂。
As a Christian, we are not just waiting to go to the heaven in the future.
基督徒现在要靠着天上的智慧做一个有智慧、有能力、有见证的地上的公民。
But even at this moment, by the wisdom given to us from heaven, we want to be wise to live as a Christian, a good citizen.
我们对四周的人应当有怎样的态度、怎样的行为的原则呢？
To the many people surrounding us, what kind of principle we must have in our conduct and behavior?
我们对世界的政府应当有怎样的认识呢？
And to the knowledge of the government authority in this world, what kind of knowledge do they have?
世界的政权当然是比我更高的。
The government authority upon the earth is of course higher than myself.
所以每一个国家的公民都应当顺服政府。
So every citizen of the nation must submit to the government.
如果你不顺服，政府会把你关进监牢。
If you do not obey the government, you can be imprisoned.
所以政权是比平常百姓的权利更高。
So government authority is higher than our human rights in that sense.
但是呢
？But then，
圣经告诉我们，政府是为了执行上帝的公义而存在。
The Bible says that the government exists because they want to execute the righteousness and justice of God.
所以这样，公义是为了服务百姓。
So then this justice and righteousness is to serve the people.
在政府的权柄之外，有人权跟神权的两个权柄。
And outside the government authority, there's a human right and also theocracy, God's power.
到底上帝的权柄跟政府的权柄哪一个更高？
And to the authority of God and the authority of man, which one is higher?
圣经说呢，一切的政权是从上帝来。
The Bible says all authorities come from God.
所以呢，政权是从神权赐下来的。
So then this government authority is given by God from his authority.
这样政权在神权之下。
So then government authority is below the authority of God.
政府是为了派来管制百姓。
So this government is being sent to rule over the people.
所以神权之下是政权，政权之下是人权。
So below the government, below God's authority is government authority. Below the government authority is human's authority.
But 事实并不这么简单。
But then in reality, it's not that simple.
因为人是重要的。
Because man is important.
因为人是按照上帝的 形象样式造。
Because man is created after the image of God，
所以人权是神本来就赐下。
So then this human right actually have been given by God by birth。
而政权本来是不存在。
Then the government authority actually do not exist。
政府权柄的存在。
And the existence of government authority
是后加的。
It is a given later。
是相对的。
It is relative。
不是上帝原有的旨意。
It is not the original plan of God。
原先上帝造人的时候。
Originally when God created mankind，
使人管理他所创造的一切，天上的鸟，地上的兽，海里的鱼。
The man is going to rule over all things that God had created, whether the birds in the heaven, the fish in the sea.
而人与人的权柄跟地位是相同的。
And the right between man and man is equal.
所以流人血的，他的血也要被人所流。
So he who shed the blood of others, his blood will be shed.
这样的人与人的权柄是相同的。
So human authority is equal.
为什么产生一个比人更高的政权的管理人呢？
Why say it produces then an authority of government that is higher than man to control over man?
按照上帝的形象样式被造的人这么尊贵，为什么还要被人变一个人来管理？
The man who is so honored, who is created after the image and likeness of God, why is that he must be controlled by other men?
这是因为罪的存在。
It is because of the existence of sin.
如果人间没有罪的存在，
if there's no sin among us,
就没有一个人需要被另外一个人来管理。
Then not a person needed to be ruled over by another person.
我们每一个人内心里面都有一个相同的本性。
That within our heart there's the same nature.
就是我们都喜欢管别人，都不喜欢跟人家管。
That we like to rule over others and not to be ruled by others.
所以人家说要这样这样这样，你说知道了知道了。
So when people say you must do this way that way, you say I know I know I know.
当你妈妈说你应该这样这样，不必跟我讲啰嗦。
So your mother said that doing this way that manner, you say don't be a windy woman.
Don't be too noisy, John.
Don't be too noisy.
你常常说你不要管我。
You say don't rule over me.
你说我知道怎么做。
Because I know what to do.
但是我们自己很爱管人呢。
But we like to rule over others.
最好大家都给我管理。
It will be good everybody is ruled by me.
但我不被别人管理。
And I not be ruled by others.
人原先按照上帝的形象样式造的。
Man originally created after the image and likeness of God.
人的尊贵在乎能自立自治自己管理自己。
And our honor is that we know how to rule over ourselves.
To have self-discipline, that is a human honor. 人的尊严在乎那个自立。
Well, we have a self-discipline, and that's the honor of man.
这个就是后来呢，圣灵充满的人会接触接智的国教。
And that's why he who is ruled and healed by the Holy Spirit have this virtue of self-control.
So one aspect of fruit of Holy Spirit is temperance.
圣灵的其中一个的果子的层面呢，是我们自治。
那时候不必律法管我。
We do not have law to rule over us.
因为圣灵在我里面，我会自己律、自己治、自己约束自己。
Because Holy Spirit is within me, and thus I have a self-control.
所以我们就不受情欲所捆绑。
So then we are not being bound by lust.
所以呢，政府的存在。
So the existence of government
绝对不是上帝永恒中间的旨意。
Absolutely, it's not the eternal will of God.
但是政府的存在
，But then the existence of government
是人犯罪后一定要有的一个系统。
It is a necessity system after man has sinned.
The absolute necessity
是绝对的需要。
After the fall of man
当人堕落之后
，After sin becomes a fact in society
当社会里面我们已经有过罪存在的事实，
罪人才需要政府。
So sinners, only sinners need government.
这样政府的存在
Then the existence of government
不可能是神不许可的。
It could not be because God do not permit.
虽然不是上帝永远中间的旨意
Even though it is the plan of God in eternally.
但是政府的存在是神在人犯罪以后赐下来的。
But then the existence of government authority is what God has given after man has sinned.
那么神永远的旨意是什么呢？
So what is the eternal will of God?
就是人直接顺从神权。
That man want to be directly responsible to God's power.
这个叫做神权的统治。
And that's a theocratic rule.
Theocracy.
Theocracy.
那么呢，人犯罪以后呢
？After man have sinned,
人忘记神。
Man has forgotten God.
人不顺从神。
Man is not submissive to God.
神用一些人来管制那其他的人。
And that's why God using some men to rule over others.
这个就变成 monarchy.
And that becomes monarchy.
Monarchy 就变成 theocracy 另外一个形式的表现。
And so monarchy becomes an expression of theocracy.
那么这些做王的人呢
？So he who is a king
常常要合法化 自己的地位。
Many times he wants to legalize his position.
所以他说我的权柄是从神而来。
And that's why he said my power comes from God.
那么是不是所有的政权都是永远的呢？
Is it that all government authority lasts forever?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
所以没有一个政权是永远的。
So not a single government authority lasts forever.
这样一个朝代兴起。
So when a reign comes,
另外一个朝代再兴起。
And that reign comes,
上一个朝代就衰微
了。When a dynasty declines,
每一个朝代都是轰轰烈烈的兴起。
So every dynasty comes with power and glory.
每一个朝代都是凄凄惨惨的下去。
And also they decline pitifully.
当荷兰人统治印尼的时候
，When the Netherlands will come to rule over Indonesia,
苏干道轰轰烈烈的起来。
苏干道 rose with power.
当苏干道做王做总统以后
，When he was a president,
他自私的心就出来了。
Then he expresses his selfishness.
他盼望一生一世到死做总统。
How that he hoped to be a president lifelong.
结果国会就把他打下去。
But the Congress put him down.
他就凄凄惨惨下去。
And pitifully he declined.
当苏哈多上来的时候
，So when 苏哈多 came,
苏哈多作威作福。
Also he wanted to express his power.
轰轰烈烈的起来。
And with power that he came.
32年以后
，After 32 years,
大家大声呼喊。吊死苏哈多，杀死苏哈多，审判苏哈多，他就凄凄惨惨。
Everybody cried with the same voice, "Hang him, dethrone him," and then he came down pitifully.
我们做基督徒的人
，So we as Christians,
我们一面抓住上帝永远的旨意跟计划
，On the one hand, we catch hold of the eternal plan and will of God.
一方面看出这世界朝代的上上下下
，And on the other hand, we see the rise and the decline of all the dynasties and power.
基督徒应当是世界上最聪明的人才对。
Christian actually should be the wisest man in the world.
不是因为我们生来就天资比别人高，不是。
Not because we are born with a high IQ as compared to others.
乃是我们真正明白圣经，所以我们什么都看得清清。
But it is because we truly understand the Bible, that's why we see everything clearly.
但是今天教会有很多笨的牧师，自己不要好好读圣经，又随便乱讲道，使基督徒变成最笨的一群。
But then today we see that many fool pastors who do not read the Bible well and do not preach the Bible well and turn many Christians to be a fool.
所以如果你在一个教会里面
So if you were to be in the church,
你的知识没有长进
And if you do not increase in the knowledge,
你的智慧没有长进
And your wisdom do not increase,
你对真理的了解没有长进
Your understanding of the truth do not increase,
你的教会是有问题
Then there's a problem with the church.
我没有死以前
Before I die,
我很盼望给教会重新整座制造一个新的 pattern。
How I hope that I can also make a new pattern for the church.
是许多基督徒懂得上帝的家应当有怎样的智慧来明白这些。
So the many Christians would understand that what kind of wisdom the church of God should have.
那我们已经用了四次的时间讲这一段。
So we have spent 4 sessions in discussing this passage.
我今天做一个总结。
But tonight I want to make a conclusion.
政府的存在。
The existence of government authority.
无论是有神的政府。
No matter if it's a government with God.
无论是无神的政府。
Or a theistic government.
无论是对基督徒友善的政府
No matter those are friendly to Christians
或者对基督徒压迫仇视的政府
A government who hated Christians and also suppressed Christians
都是神所许可的
It is all because God permitted
但是
But then
政权不是绝对的
Government authority is not absolute
那么为什么如果有一些政权的反对上帝是压迫基督徒上帝还许可他存在的
Why is that if some of this government authority oppress Christians and why is that God continue to allow them to exist
因为无论最坏的政府都比没有政府更好
Because even the worst government is better than anarchy
The worst government is still better than no government
And the worst 最没有这个最坏的政府比没有政府更好
最坏的政府比没有政府还更好
And even the worst government is better than no government
我们把这句话很严谨的去明白的时候
If you would understand all these statements very stringently
明白圣经的话语
And understand the word of the Bible
那么当政府坏到一个地步
So when a government becomes so evil
上帝看不过眼的时候
When God did not allow them
上帝就用别的政权来代替现在的政权
God will raise up other government authorities to substitute this present government authority
那么别的政权怎么会代替这个政权呢
So this other government authority how can it substitute this present one
一定要流血
There must be shedding of blood
一定要斗争
There must be fight
这样上帝可能许可革命的存在
So sometimes God allows revolution
当 印尼的政府。
So when the Indonesian government
把荷兰人的政府赶掉的时候
，and throw away, chase away these Netherlands, Holland,
荷兰政府是基督教的。
This Holland government is a Christian government.
基印尼的政府不是基督教的。
But the Indonesian government is not a Christian government.
那么上帝为什么让荷兰的政府失败，让回教的政府起来
？Then why is that God allow this Holland government to fail and also the Indonesian government to rise？
你说上帝啊，你要替基督徒做事情吗？帮助基督徒吗
？You say, God, you must do things for the Christian to help the Christian government.
上帝不会因为你是基督徒，一面基督徒一面糊涂，那么他就对你讲好话，给你特别的优待。
God will not be because you are a Christian and but you are no good and God will protect you.
上帝许可基督徒政府走下去。
God allowed this Christian government to be dethroned.
上帝甚至许可上帝的圣殿被外邦人烧掉。
And God even allowed His own temple to be burned by the pagans.
这个是圣经给我们清楚看见。
This is what Bible allows us to see so clearly.
尼布加尼撒把所罗门所建的殿把它烧毁了。
So when Nebuchadnezzar burned even the temple built by Solomon,
罗马帝国的提多将军把西律王建了六十多年才成功的圣殿把它烧毁了。
This is General Titus of the Roman Caesar. He burned even the temple built by Herod, spending 70 years.
上帝根本没有替这些所谓信他的人来讲话。
God did not actually speak on the behalf of those people who are his followers.
所以这个奥秘 Reform 的神学是很清楚。
So for this mystery, this profundity, even the Reform theology understands so clearly.
我们知道我们的神是公义的。
We know that our God is a righteous God.
所以上帝不给他的儿女有特权。
So God will not give a privilege to his own people.
这样当上帝准许反对他的政权存在的时候
，So when God allows those government authority to oppose him to exist,
是上帝用反面的仆人来教训他正面的儿女。
Because God used a reverse servant of his to teach a lesson to his own people.
所以这样的 reform 的神学
，So in reform theology,
给我们看见了
，allow us to see
神权在政权之上。
So this God power is above human power.
神权也不在基督徒的特权之下。
And also God's authority is not under the privilege of Christians.
There's no privilege for God's children.
神的子民并没有特权。
上帝许可革命的存在。
God allowed revolution.
那我们对你们讲过，这段圣经提到两个政府的特权。
So I have mentioned to you two special privileges of the government.
一个特权就是军事权。
That is the power of military power.
第二个权就是经济权。
The second is a power of finance.
就是政府佩剑不是突然。
Because for the government to put a sword is not in vain.
政府抽税是应该的。
And for them to draw taxes is only too reasonable.
就是权柄跟金钱。
Because power, this military power and financial power.
就是统治者所需要的工具。
It is the two tools needed by a ruler.
所以政府有军权。
So that God gives this military power to the government.
政府有税金的抽权。
And also the power to draw taxes.
除此以外
，other than that，
更基本的代表神的
，even more fundamentally they represent God.
就是政府有这个执行公义的权柄。
In actual executing righteousness.
好的百姓
，a good people，
政府可以鼓励他
，the government can give them awards，
政府可以奖赏他
，and also encourage them，
政府可以在公众面前保养他
，and in the public can praise them，
但是犯罪作恶的百姓
，but those people who sinned，
政府可以控告他
，the government prosecute them，
政府可以定他的罪
，can also condemn them，
政府可以把他关在监牢里
，imprison them，
这样政权之下
，then under the government authority，
一定有法院
，there is a court。
一定有监牢
There is the prison.
这是代表神的权柄
Because this authority represents God's authority.
所以你把这些政权的事情都了解了以后呢
So after you understood all these things of government authority,
现在你要在执行
Now you want to execute.
做公民的责任的时候
Execute also the responsibility of a citizen.
保罗在第七节就讲了四句话
Paul in verse number 7 says 7 4 7
他说凡人所当得的就给他
Is he give everyone that he deserves?
人所当得的
What that you owe him?
Owe to when? To whom?
我们欠谁呢
To whom that we owe?
我们欠谁呢
我们应当给人什么
To whom that we should give?
给什么人呢
To whom we should give?
这里的人是指什么呢
And who are these people?
耶稣基督说
Jesus said
该杀的物 都当给盖上。
What belongs to Caesar, give to Caesar.
上帝的物当给上帝。
What is God's, give to God.
你听过这个话吗？
Have you heard that?
上帝的物。
What that is God's.
当给上帝。
Give it back to God.
上帝，这是你的。
God, this is yours.
我给你。
I give it to you.
该杀，这是你的。
Caesar, this is yours.
我给你。
I give to you.
所以把上帝应当得的给上帝。
So what God deserves, give it to God.
把人应当得的给人。
And what is due to man, give to man.
这里所讲人所当得的就给他。
Here you say that if what man is due, give it to man.
当然不能脱离对政府我们当尽的责任。
Which means we got to do our duty to the government.
当得粮的。
When they need the taxes,
得粮的就给他纳粮
，and also you pay taxes.
当得税的就给他上税
，for revenue you give revenue.
这意思是什么呢
？Meaning，
政府有抽税的权利
，the government has a power to collect taxes.
所以我们应当上税
，so you must pay your tax.
我们应当交税
，we must pay our revenue.
那么当基督徒有可能不付税的时候，那么他就不付税。可以不可以
So when there's a possibility for Christians not to pay tax, they do not pay, is it possible?
在圣经里面
The Bible says
很清楚告诉我们
Very clearly tells
交税是百姓的责任
It is responsibility of citizens to pay taxes
不但是非基督徒的责任
Not only is responsibility of non-Christians
也是基督徒的责任
Also it is a responsibility of Christians
基督徒也是国家的公民
Because we Christians also citizens of a nation
所以这样说来
And because of that
我们不可以偷税
We cannot run away from taxes.
不可以走私漏税。
We cannot evade taxes.
因为这是我们当尽的。
Because this is our responsibility.
那你说唐牧师这句话很好听。
So Reverend Tom, this is a good statement to listen.
不过想大概没有人做得到。
But then I think not everybody can do it.
因为很多的人，特别是越聪明的人，越懂得怎样走私漏税。
Because those are very intelligent, they know how to evade taxes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督对税务的事情怎么回答
？And to taxes, what did he say?
有人到耶稣的面前说
The people who come to Jesus and say
我们是不是应当要交税给该杀
Should we pay tax to the Caesar?
你说
You say
耶稣如果说是的
If Jesus said yes
那么百姓就他认为他是忠于罗马帝国不忠于以色列国的卖国者
Then the people will say that he is the one who is faithful to this Roman Empire He is a treason to the Jews
如果耶稣说不必交不必交
Jesus said, you don't know to pay.
罗马帝国欺负我们
And the Roman Empire oppresses us
他们去告耶稣基督煽动革命的一个非常反叛罗马的人
Then they'll prosecute to the court of Caesar say that he instigated the people
所以当耶稣在世界上的时候
So when people was living on the earth
他问题解答就遇到困难
So here Q&A he faced a problem now
有许多的问题不是这样容易答
Because there are many questions it's not easy to offer an answer
你想想看
You just think
耶稣站在那里教训人
When Jesus was standing there to teach people
有一个人说夫子啊交税给盖撒
And the person asking Master, Master, should we pay tax to the Caesar?
那如果你
If it were to be you
你怎么回答
How would you answer?
你怎么回答
How would you answer?
想想啊
Think
耶稣如果说
If Jesus were to say
不必交不必交
You don't have to pay tax
我是以色列人
Because I'm an Israelite
我是爱国的
I'm
我们以色列人不要交给罗马帝国。
We as Israelites don't pay tax to the Romans.
当时四周罗马兵就把他抓起来。
Then the soldiers of Rome will catch him.
就把他带到衙门里面去。
Put him to the jail.
审判他就把他放在监狱。
He will be judged and you will put in prison.
那么耶稣如果说呢
？If Jesus was
应当交应当交。
You should pay.
那原来你这个以色列人呢
？So you as Israelites,
你是外国的走狗。
You are the running dogs of the outsider.
你是替罗马帝国讲话。
You do things for Roman Empire.
他们全。不以色列人就反对他
So all the Israel will go against him
所以耶稣基督不能这么大也不能那么大
So Jesus cannot enter this way or that way
他实实在在被陷入两难之间
Actually he was put into a dilemma
但耶稣基督怎么回答呢
But how did he answer Jesus
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
耶稣基督上帝使他成为我们的智慧我们的公义我们的救赎我们的圣洁
That Christ Jesus become our holy one become our righteousness become also the wise one
所以他成为我们最有智慧的救主
So he becomes the wisest savior of us
这是呢哥林多前书第一章最后一节告诉我们
This is the last verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 1
所以耶稣基督在各样的场合里面所显出来所讲的话所面对的方式 都是最高最高的智慧。
So in all circumstances, the kind of wisdom Christ Jesus expressed is the highest wisdom.
耶稣对他们怎么讲的？
How did he say?
请他们拿个铜钱给我看好不好？
Give me a shilling.
好，他们就拿个铜钱给他。
So they show him a shilling.
耶稣的这里的像是什么像？
He said, "What the image that?"
你是以色列人呢？
You are Israelite.
你是用什么钱呢？
What kind of coins do you use?
用罗马钱。
Roman.
耶稣说，你看。这是什么像？
See, 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 what kind of image is that?
看看看看看。
See, see, see.
这是谁的像？
Whose image is that?
他们说是凯撒的像。
Caesar's.
该杀的像。
Caesar's.
好，耶稣说。
Jesus said.
该杀的东西归给该杀。
That which belongs to Caesar, go to Caesar.
上帝的东西归给上帝。
That which belongs to God, go to God.
所以他们以为刚才问的耶稣讲出就可以抓他，现在抓不到他。
So they thought that they want to catch him because of the question.
我想。
I think
没有一个人可以用另外一种话代替耶稣讲这句话来比他更智慧。
No single one can give another answer which is more wise as what Jesus had done.
你为什么用该杀的钱？
Why is it you use his money?
你为什么用罗马帝国的币？
Why is it you use the Roman Emperor's coin?
你既然说你是爱国，
Since you say you're patriotic,
你不能否认你用的是罗马帝国的钱币。
You cannot deny that you use their currency.
这个是谁的像啊？
Whose image is that?
该杀的像。
这是 Caesar's.
该杀的物归给该杀。
What belongs to Caesar, give back to Caesar.
上帝的物归给上帝。
What belongs to God, give back to God.
你记得上个礼拜我对你们讲什么呢？
Last week, remember what did I say?
The kingdoms in conflict.
那么两个国都相冲突的时候，
你还记得吗？我是谁？
Who am I?
我是天国的公民。
I am the heavenly citizen.
我是谁？
Who am I?
我又是马来西亚的公民。
I'm the Malaysian citizen too.
我在马来西亚。
I'm living in Malaysia.
马来西亚是我的国。
Malaysia is my country.
但是我是属主的。
But I belong to God.
所以天国是也是我的国。
And the heaven also is my kingdom.
这个叫做双重国籍。
The dual citizenship nationality.
大家说一二三，双重国籍。所以你是天国国民吗？
So are you heavenly people?
是。
Yes.
你是马来西亚公民吗？
Are you a Malaysian citizen?
是。
Yes.
Anggota warga penduduk kerajaan Malaysia. Anggota warga penduduk kerajaan surga.
So I'm at the same time the citizen of Malaysia, also at the same time I'm the citizen of heaven.
那么你是什么时候讲好了？拜一天国，拜二马来国。
You say that on Monday I'm a heavenly kingdom, on the Tuesday I belong to Malaysian.
拜三有天国，拜四马来国。
And Wednesday to the heaven, Thursday to Malaysian.
拜五天国，拜六马来国。
And Friday I go to the heaven, and then Saturday I belong to Malaysian.
那礼拜早上做礼拜，天国下午马来国。
So on Sunday in the morning I become the heaven, and then on the afternoon I belong to Malaysian.
很多基督徒。
There are many Christians.
连这样都没有做到。
Even up to this day,
他怎么做到呢？拜一到拜六马来国。
From Monday to Saturday, they belong to Malaysia.
做礼拜那两个钟头天国。
And that 2 hours when they come to the church to worship, they belong to heaven.
他一到上帝面前的时候。
So when they come before God,
他想起前几天做了很多错事。
He said that in the past few days, he's done a lot of wrong things.
得罪上帝。
You go against God.
主啊，赦免我。
Lord, forgive me.
我把我的罪承认在你面前。
So all my sin, I come to you.
求主替我担当。
That bear my sin for me.
我忘记我是基督徒。
I forgot I'm a Christian.
拜一到拜六。一直记得我是马来国，马来国，马来国。
So from Monday to Saturday, I only remember I'm a Malaysian.
现在我到礼拜堂来承认我的罪，求主担当。
So I come to the church to confess my sins, please bear my sins.
主啊，我把的罪交给你。
God, all my sins I give to you.
做礼拜完了以后。
After the service.
糟糕，我不能用天国的形象出去。
I cannot appear in the heavenly image.
主啊，不要看我再拿回来。
Don't look at me, I'll take it back.
下个礼拜再主啊，我再交给你。
And next week come back to God again.
Amen, 再拿回
来。Amen, take it back again.
所以我们过一个惊险精神分裂症。
So become the one who is schizophrenia.
你说基督徒跟非基督徒不同在哪里？
So what's the difference Christian and non-Christians?
基督徒礼拜天做礼拜，非基督徒礼拜天看电影。
So for the Christian on Sunday we come to the church for worship, on the non-Christian they go to the cinema.
基督徒医生跟非基督徒医生有什么不同？
That what's the difference of the Christian physician and non-Christian physicians?
非基督徒的医生一直一到礼拜天他去去做礼拜。
So these are Christian physicians, they deal with all the clinical affair and then they go to the church on Sunday.
基督的医生呢，他去做礼拜，非基督的医生礼拜天不去做礼拜。
But for non-Christian physicians, they don't go to the church on Sunday.
那么这是我们以非基督的分别不过这样吗？
Is that so simple that we are different from non-Christians?
我可以不可以同时 又是天国子民，又是马来西亚公民。
Can I at the same time be a heavenly citizen, also the Malaysian citizen?
我可以不可以同时又忠于上帝，又忠于该撒
？Can I concurrently be faithful to God as a faithful to Caesar?
可以。
You can.
你说怎么可以呢
？How can you?
就是这段圣经讲。
This passage says.
因为政府是上帝的用人。
Because government are God's servants.
所以我尊重我的政府的同时
So at the time when I honor my government,
我更尊重我的上帝
All the more I honor my God.
因为我知道政府是上帝委任的
Because I know the government is appointed by God.
所以我借着顺从政府表示我接受上帝的安排
So through my obeying of the government I arrange, I accept the arrangement of God
那你说这样不是两面人吗
So would you have two personality then?
不是
No
只有当政府的命令与上帝的命令冲突的时候
It is only when all the government of the government is contradicting God's commandment
你才要表达信仰
Then only you got express the ground of standing faith.
政府的命令跟上帝的命令没有冲突的时候
When the government's order and God's order is not in conflict,
你一定要顺从政府
You must obey the government.
当人间的法律跟上帝的律法冲突的时候
When the law of human now contradicts the heavenly laws,
你要回到神的主权、神的律法神的原则里面
You gotta come back to God's rule and God's government and God's principle.
那么到抽税的事情
So when it comes to things of taxation,
税务的权柄是上帝正式交给政府
Because the power of taxation is what God has officially given to the government.
所以
So
你一定要交税
You must pay taxes.
那这个是我们基督徒当尽的责任
This is a responsibility even as a Christian.
那么你说如果税务呢政府收得很厉害怎么办
If government have a very severe taxation, what are they going to do?
有一些政权呢
Some of the government authorities
一直欺压百姓
They want to screw and oppress the people.
为了政府人员自己的享受
And for the enjoyment of the government officers,
他们苛捐杂税继续不断压在百姓
So they oppress the people and also make all the taxation possible.
所以你赚的钱全部拿去交税都不够怎么办
So all the money that you make, you can't even pay taxes.
啊，像这样的情形
And in this kind of situation,
是一个很特别的实际的困难
This is a very special real difficulty.
那我们一定要正面去对待的。
So we must deal with it from front.
在孔子的时代
At the time of Confucius,
有一天呢
There was one,
他在山路上走啊
He was walking on a hill,
看见在很可怕很危险那野兽常常出入的地方有一个女人带着孩子住在那边
He sees that they're at a mountain where a lot of animals appear and a lady was taking care of a child.
Even the beasts or serpents always appear there.
那野兽禽兽常常在那出现的
So dangerous
很危险
But the woman was with his children living there
那么这个妇人跟着孩子住在那边
所以人就问这个女人说
People ask this lady
你知道不知道这地方有时有老虎出现
Do you know that in this place sometimes tigers appear
你这个妇人又没有丈夫你怎么能够跟老虎打呢
So you are just a woman You don't have a husband How can you fight against the tigers
哎呀很多孟福在这里你为什么住在这个地方
What a fierce tiger is here How come you are dwelling here
这个女人怎么回答
How did this woman answer
她说我一定要住在这里
I must stay here
我不能住在比较平安的地方
I cannot stay in a peaceful place
因为那边的政府的给我抽的税太重了
Because the tax there is so heavy
我做到死都没办法应付政府
Even I work to death I cannot pay enough taxes
苛捐杂税压在我身上
So all the heavy and severe taxes paid on my
shoulder 我透不过气来
So I cannot even breathe with a breath
我只能搬到这个地方没有税务局的人没有政府人员来打扰我我才能好好生活
So I can only move and move to this place whereby I'm not disturbed by all these taxes Collectors.
哇可能被野兽吃掉也不怕
You could even be eaten by the beast But yet she's not afraid of that
孔子听见这个话
When Confucius heard that
他讲一句话
And he said
苛政猛于虎
This heavy tax is fiercer than fierce animals
苛刻的政权
This is fierce government
比老虎更凶猛
It's more fierce as compared to tigers
更可怕
And more terrifying
这样的政府要懂得怎样爱百姓
So the government should know how to love the people
但是很多的政府只顾自己贪污自己肥沃
Many of the government only are very corrupted
所以呢以许多做将军的做领袖的 自己的千千万万贯的财富。
So even together with the government officers, they are so rich.
百姓穷到一天吃两餐都没有办法。
And the people are so poor, they don't even have the enough meal to eat.
这叫做过分违背天意的政府。
So this is the government that has surpassed the demand of the government, of heaven.
每一次政府过分的时候，
Every time when the government is too much,
神就许可革命来到。
God allows revolution.
所以这样的神并不是没有看见人的痛苦。
So which means God actually has seen the people's suffering.
当以色列百姓受太大的欺压的时候，
When the Israel had been too much oppressed,
神兴起摩西对法老说，让我的百姓出去到旷野侍奉上帝。
And God rose up Moses and tell Pharaoh, Let my people go to the wilderness to worship me.
Let my people go.
让我百姓去。
So that they can serve, they can worship their God in the wilderness.
使他们在旷野里面能够侍奉，能够敬拜他们的神。
耶和华听见他的百姓哀哼的声音。
Jehovah heard his people crying.
耶和华听见他的百姓呼叫寻告上帝的声音。
And heard his people crying to the Lord.
有许多的人
Many people,
他在一个地方层层是做人做不下去
So when they live in a certain place They want to be honest But they couldn't
他们就移民了
So they migrated
在印尼我认识一个大学的副校长
In Indonesia I learned a vice president of a university
他在 New Zealand 读大学
He studied in New Zealand
拿了 PhD
Got his PhD
回到印尼
Returned to Indonesia
满腔的热忱
So he was filled with zeal
诚诚实实做人
Honestly he wanted to behave
他建立他的事业
Established a career
照着圣经的教训
According to biblical teaching
交税
Pay taxes
交税
Pay taxes
交税给政
府 Pay taxes
那怎么办呢
What to do now?
结果呢政府看他交的税相当多
The government see that he paid quite a lot of taxes
就产生不好的思想
So they produce a wrong thought
哪里可能你照交
How could you be so faithful and honest?
你一定交这么多表示你一定还有很多钱
You pay so much tax which means you still have more money
再给他很多的困难
So give him a lot of difficulties
他说我已经层层次照交了
He said I pay my tax so honestly
政府不相信
They don't believe in me
再压他
They oppressed
him.
Oppressed
him. 他做了半死的work, 所以他们还是不相信。
They still do not believe.
结果怎么办呢
What to do now?
他没有别的道理。
He says there's no way for me.
他说上帝啊。
He said God.
我没有办法住在这个国家。
I cannot stay in this nation.
他就申请。
So he applied.
后来 New Zealand 接受他，他就搬过去。
So he was accepted by New Zealand. He migrated.
他说我只能在一个好好的、诚诚实的态度下做一个基督徒。对神对人存无愧的良心。
It is with honesty I want to be a citizen and also to God and to men. I cannot say that I force or anything.
这个人我是很同情他。
And I sympathize with this person.
因为他是非常正直。
He is a very righteous man.
非常诚实的。
Very honest.
那你说我们每个人都来移民好不好呢
？He said why don't everybody migrate?
我一定别的国家要接受你，像接受他一样。
And it may not be other nation will accept you.
所以怎么办呢
？So what are you going to do?
有一个牧师呢说，别的先说，别的先讲，不必先讲税务的问题。
The pastor said we talk anything but not about taxation.
我认为他是逃避。
I know that he evades taxes.
所以我们应当交的税要交。
So we must pay taxes that are due.
那么唐牧师，你自己交什么税呢
？Reverend Tom, what kind of tax do you pay?
我告诉你，我交的税比很多大生意人更多。
I pay tax better than many businessmen.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我每一个礼拜出国就交100万印尼币。
Because every time when I exit this airport of the Jakarta, I got to pay 100,000 rupiah.
100,000, 1 million.
One million rupiah.
这个算数不及格。
1 million rupiah.
一百万印尼币是多少呢
？1 million rupiah how much？
是120多块美金
，about $120.
那么你说唐牧师，你一年离开印尼，到上飞机几次啊
？So Reverend Tong, in a year, how many times do you exit the airport？
一年我太太我孩子差不多有60-70次。
And together with my wife, my children, and myself, at least 60 times.
说我一年付6000万印尼币的税。
So in a year, I pay 60 million this rupiah.
如果我是做生意的
，If I were to be a businessman,
我可以把付出过税的拿来当做税单来付。
I can use this to exchange for tax exemption.
但是我不是做生意的
，But I'm not a businessman.
我付了我就不能拿回来。
After I pay this tax, I cannot take it back.
我比别人付的更多。
So I pay more.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
世界的政府有很多不对的事情
The government of the world, they are many things that are wrong.
But 如果政府没有抽税的话，
if the government do not collect taxes,
政府哪里来的钱做路呢？
Where comes the money to build roads?
政府哪里来的钱建码头呢？
To also build harbors.
政府哪里来的钱去帮助穷人？
For money to help the poor.
政府哪里钱去开支军费呢？
To have the money to deal with the military expenses.
政府哪里来的钱去做桥呢？
And also to build bridges.
政府哪里来的钱栽培那些技术人员？
Where would they have the money to train the technicians?
政府哪里来钱办教育过民的学校？
Where would have the money to build schools?
所以基督徒应当有一个政治良心。
So we must have political conscience as Christians.
基督徒应当有交税的甘愿。
As so with a willingness in pay tax as a Christian.
这一节圣经告诉我。
So this verse of Bible tells us.
应当交的。
He who should pay,
交给他。
Let him pay.
应当纳粮的。
He who should pay the revenue,
要纳粮。
Let him pay the revenue.
不但如此。
Not only so.
还有两件事。应当惧怕的惧怕他
and fear he who should fear
应当恭敬的要恭敬
and honor those you should honor
所以本来今天我要讲第八节到第十节但那一个系统我要用两三礼拜谈
but actually I got the phrase from 8 verses 8 to 10 tonight but that is a system got to pay in the whole totality
所以我今天就专注在后面这两句话
so I'll pay attention to these two statements
应当惧怕的惧怕他
and also fear those who need to be feared
应当恭敬的恭敬
and honor those who need to be honored
我相信我们华人呢
we as Chinese
伦理上最大的缺陷就是遮世计划都尽量逃避
the wrongs that we have in our ethic is that we try to escape these four statements
the worldwide Chinese are lacking these four things 能够逃税快快逃
if we were to can evade our tax we will evade our taxes
能够不交全部不计较
If we don't have to pay, we don't pay.
能够不怕的，什么都不怕。
If we cannot fear anything, then we are not fear anything.
能够不恭敬的，什么人我们都不恭敬。
If we do not have to honor others, when we do not give honor to others.
所以我有时候看年轻人
，Sometimes I see young people.
看不惯的时候
，When I'm not, I can bear, cannot bear anymore.
我会讲话。
I will say something.
比如说我跟一个人握手
If I were to shake hands with a person,
那个人七十岁
and that person is 70,
他坐在那边
sitting there,
我跟他握手的时候
when I shake hands with him,
他就坐着好了
he will be seated.
但我握手的时候我站着
But I shake hands, I stand.
那个十五岁的孩子坐在那边
But if he were to be 15,
我跟他握手他就这样握
When I shake hands, he will sit down there and shake hands with me.
我心想你十五岁坐在那边我六十岁跟你握手我站着
Yeah, 15, you're seated there, I'm 60, I'm standing there.
我跟他握手就把他拉起来站起来
So I pull him up.
跟老人家握手要站起来
When you shake hands with the old man, you better stand up.
他有的就很气
Some will get angry.
有的就站起来了
Some will make a face.
有的人就是对不起对不起
Some will say I'm sorry.
所以有的人呢有觉悟有的人没有觉悟因为比较像猪一样
Some with understanding some without understanding like a pig.
所以对政府
So to the government.
对长辈
To the elders.
对老师
To a teacher.
对父母
To your parents.
对亲戚
To your relatives.
我们都要学这四件事
We must learn these four things.
当纳粮的纳给他
And pay tax to those who need to be paid.
当交税的交给他。
As a pay your revenue to.
当惧怕的惧怕他。
He that you should fear, you fear.
当恭敬的恭敬。
And also honor those you need to honor.
好不好
Is that good?
要学习恭敬的。
You must learn to honor people.
学习惧怕人。
And also to fear people.
我们常常有一个态度。
Many times we got an attitude.
他算什么
Who is he?
他算什么
Who is he?
Who is he?
他是谁啊
不是 Who is he? Who is he? You want to know? Who is he?
他是谁
Who is he? I don't care.
我不理啊。
他很厉害的。
He's very intelligent.
你还算什么
So what?
你还干我何事
So what?
青年要学啊。
Young people should learn.
Especially young people.
特别年轻人。
When somebody tell you someone is so respectful.
如果有人告诉你这个人是应该得的尊重。
Be respectful to him.
你要向他尊重。
Someone tell you he is so intelligent.
如果有人告诉你说他很聪明
，You should be amazed and chase after what is called intelligent.
你要感到很惊讶，要追求什么叫做聪明。
Someone tell you.
如果有人告诉你
，These people are so good.
这些人这么好
，You should admire.
你应该羡慕。
And learn to know why they call him good.
那么你们要学习为什么他们说他好。
Even somebody tell you she is so beautiful.
如果有人告诉他很漂亮
，You say what is she?
他是谁？他是谁
？I'm the most beautiful. Don't be envy. Don't be jealous.
你说我是最漂亮，你不要妒忌先。
Be humble.
你要谦卑。
To know.
来学习。
Somebody are born beautiful than you.
有一些人虽然是漂亮的，
你懂得尊重人，
when you know how to respect people，
懂得羡慕人，
how to admire people，
懂得学习人，
how to learn from people，
懂得欣赏人，
how to admire，
懂得尊敬人，
how to respect people，
你从来不吃亏。
Then you will not fall short，
you will never fall short， you will never get， you never lost anything，
你从来不会吃亏的。
尊重人的人，
when he who respect people，
永远不吃亏。
You will not lose anything。
大家说一二三，
永远不吃亏。
如果你懂得尊重人，
if you know how to respect people，
那么就把尊敬给他，
then you give him honor，
佩服给他，
and also respect，
欣赏给他，
and admiration。
我教会有一个长老，
I have an elder in the church，
这个二三十年前，
他已经 three years ago，
他已经死了，
he has passed away。
他每次去探访的时候，
every time when they go to visitation，
他总是不表现出他是有钱人的样子，
he never showed that he's a rich man，
他很有钱。
He's very rich，
但他很谦卑，
very humble。
每次去探访穷人的时候，
every time when he visits the poor，
他总是很乐意到穷人的家，
he's always very willing to go to the home of the poor。
那么我从他学了很多，
so I learned a lot from him。
他说唐牧师啊，
he said Reverend Tong，
穷人拿茶给我喝的时候，
when the poor show me a cup of tea，
有时候连玻璃杯都破了一角呢，
sometimes there's a crack with the glass，
那个是不礼貌的。
And that's the ill manner。
我如果喝了拿下来挂了挂破怎么办？
If I were to drink it, it would hurt my lips。
但是我从来不计较，
But I never count that。
无论他给我白水啊，
No matter it's the water，
给我茶也好，
Or tea，
给我很简单的什么东西，
Or anything at all，
我都慢慢拿起来，
I would just take it out slowly，
一面摇头一面喝。
And also I nod my head and
喝完了以后，
After that， 同时
白水也
even though it's white water I appreciate，
清茶也
and also with the tea I appreciate。
我说为什么要这样的，
why
白水有什么嘖嘖嘖的可能，
why is that for you to appreciate？
你知道他怎么回答呢？
you know how the answer？
他至少水已经滚过了，
at least it has boiled the water。
他至少穷人用火烧个水给你喝，
you know as a poor man he burned with a gas and then give you the water which boiled。
你要欣赏他，
You must appreciate，
你要尊重他，
you must respect him。
只要我去探访的时候，
Then when I go visitation，
我这种尊重人的态度，
My attitude of respecting people，
就使我容易讲话让他听了，
So they'll be easy for me to talk and they'll listen。
我看见他有什么好处，
When I want to see what good point he has，
我要称赞他的好处，
I want to praise his good point。
他的孩子如果很乖，
If the child are good，
我要讲一句话说你真的会教孩子。
I said that you know how to educate young children。
因为我这种态度，
Because of my attitude，
每一个会友都欢迎我去，
So every member welcome me。
因为我这种态度，
Because of my attitude，
很多人后来就常常来做礼拜，
Many people come to the church frequently。
后来他讲一句话，
And later he said，
你们牧师传道，
You as a pastor，
不要以为你们很会讲道， 人才来，
Don't think that you are talents in order to preach。
我们常常照顾穷人，
We take care of the poor。
我们常常尊重人，
We respect people。
所以人类的基督徒的爱心把他们带到上帝，
So with Christian love we want to bring people to God。
他们才听你讲的道，
Then only they listen to you。
我听了我很佩服他，
I admire him most。
我非常佩服他，
I admire him most。
我最后一次到他家的时候，
The last time when I went to his home，
这个长老病得很重，
This elder was sick。
那我说我为你祷告，
I say I want to pray for you。
他说好，
He said OK。
祷告完以后，
After prayer，
请你做一件事，
One thing you do for me。
我就问他什么事，
I ask him what。
他说你到棺材店去，
When you go to the casket，
叫我到棺材店去，
To the shop that sells casket，
去做什么？
What to do？
叫他们替我预备一个棺材，
Let them prepare a coffin for me，
是为某某人，
For so and so，
住在哪一个地方，
Staying in which place，
第几条街，
And which road，
第几条巷，
And which lorong，
第几号的，
And which house number，
给他预备。
So prepare for him。
那个人呢，
For that person，
一个月里面一定死的，
Within a month he will die。
但是我知道他很穷，
But I know he's very poor。
你替我告诉棺材店预备一个棺材给他，
On my behalf you tell this coffin shop prepare a coffin for him，
叫他算我的账，
So that I'll pay for it。
我问他说，
I ask him，
他怎么会知道算你的账，
How would they know to count to your account？
他讲一句话我吓死了，
He said something with them so
funny。 我已经放了十个棺材的钱在他那边，
I will place money for 10 coffins in that shop，
专门预备给教会最穷的人死的时候能够用的就可以用，
To prepare for those poorest in the congregation so that they can use it。
他知道的，
He knows。
你替我做这个事情，
You do it for me。
我还没有看到三天以后，
And even 3 days after that,
那个人已经预备好了。
And he is prepared.
他先死了。
But he died first.
后来他死的时候
，So when he died,
我在别的地方布道。
I was in other places holding the evangelistic crusade.
我赶回去的时候
，And when I rushed back,
他不但已经盖棺
，Not only that he has already been buried.
几天的丧事礼拜过了
，And even the few days funeral service has passed.
我赶到的时候
，When I reached home,
他。是出葬的日子。
That was the day for the funeral.
我马上赶到坟墓去。
So I went to the graveyard.
我很感动。
I was touched.
因为这个人呢
，Got this person.
应当尊重他，一定尊重。
He respect he who respects you.
应当帮助他，一定帮助。
He help those who need help.
应当同情他，一定同情。
He sympathize those that need sympathy.
应当惧怕他，一定惧怕。
He fear those that need to be feared.
应当责备的，他责备。
He rebuke those that need to rebuke.
他有一个手替几个女孩子做媒。
Sometimes he become a matchmaker for a few ladies.
我说为什么你替这个做媒，不替那个做媒
？I said why is that you matchmaking this person not that person?
你要不要知道他怎么回答
？You know why he answered that?
他的眼睛很大的，我不做媒，他自己看。
He said,
眼睛大的会自己看。
He said for those with white eyes, they know how to look for themselves.
那些漂亮的不必做媒，一定有人要。
For those who are beautiful, we don't have to make them.
那些长得又穷又丑又难看又矮的，我就替他做媒。
So for those who are poor, for those who are ugly, I'll make fix for them.
因为这些人需要我，那些比较不需要。
Because these are people need me, those people do not need me.
所以我每次跟他讲话呢。
So every time when I talk to him,
我都受到很大的感动。
I was so touched.
那一天呢，当我们在坟墓里面的时候
，That day when we were graveyard,
我注意看多少人来送葬。
I pay attention to how many people who came.
360多个人。
More than 360.
墓上面都是人。
Filled with people who were graveyard.
很少有人。
Very few people.
赶到墓场去送葬。
We'll go to the graveyard to have a funeral.
我那天好像看见整个教会搬到山上去。
So it looked as if that on that day the whole church moved there.
后来已经。棺材放下去
，So after they put the coffin down，
花已经散好了
，And also have showered the flowers。
突然有一个节目
，And there was suddenly an item。
有谁要讲几句话
？Want to say a few words？
你们可以在这里讲话。
Here you can say。
十多个人上到坟墓去讲话。
More than ten people go there and talk。
我就很注意听了。
I pay attention。
注意到一个女孩子。
And pay attention to a woman。
但是我感谢主，一个女孩子不是 woman。
A girl。
一个很年轻的女孩子。
A girl。
那我很感谢主。
He said, "I want to thank God."
我小学毕业的时候
，When I graduated from my primary school，
我就祷告。
I prayed to God.
主耶稣啊
，Jesus。
我中学的时候学校很远。
My senior high school is very far away.
我现在小学毕业。
I just graduated from primary school.
我离开家，学校小学就在隔壁。
My primary school is just next door to my home.
本中学读书的时候
，But from my high school，
你离开我的家4公里。
4 km.
我是女孩子。
I'm a girl.
我不能走路。
I cannot walk.
我要坐车。
I need to take a ride.
我妈妈很穷。
My mother is poor.
我不能去。
I cannot go.
那我怎么去呢
？I'm a girl.
主啊，求你给我一辆脚踏车。
God give me a bicycle.
主啊，求你给我一辆脚踏车。
Give me a bicycle.
她祷告。
She prayed.
进食。
Fast.
流泪。
And she tears.
想不到呢。
And not.
当她要上中学的前一天晚上。
The eve before she go to high school,
有一个人真的带一辆轿车来。
There's a person who brought to him a bicycle.
上帝叫我送这辆轿车给你。
God asked me to send this bicycle to you.
他整个人差不多昏倒了。
She nearly fainted.
上帝叫一个人送轿车给我。
God asked a person to send a bicycle to me.
是谁送的？
Oh,
就是那个长老。
That elder.
因为这个女孩子祷告的时候。
Because when this girl was praying,
那个长老也祷告。
This elder also was praying.
上帝啊，这个月我十一奉献有一些还没有，我要帮助什么
？God, for this month, my tithing, I still have some money to help people. Who should I help?
神就感动他
，God touched his heart.
送一辆轿车
，and send a bicycle.
这个女孩子呢
？So this girl.
她说就是这个长老。
He said this elder.
6年前
，6 years ago.
把一辆轿车叫人带到我家
，and ask a person to send a bicycle to my home.
我就靠那一辆轿车读书读到今天，我高中毕业。
And with that bicycle, I went to the school. I graduated from high school now.
哎呀，我的眼泪流下来。
So my tears rolled
down. 虽然我是在台上传道的
，Even though I was preaching on the pulpit,
我感到我们很多时候
，Many times I feel
爱心不如这些普通的老人家。
Our love is not comparable to these old people.
普通的基督徒
，And a lay Christian.
应当尊重的尊重他
，Respect those who need to be respected.
应当惧怕的惧怕他
，Fear those who need to be feared.
应当照顾的照顾他
，Take care of those who need to be taken care of.
我们做到吗？
Have we done that?
求主怜悯我们。
God help us.
我们华人啊
，We as Chinese
常常只顾自己。
那在 we take ourselves.
应当照顾的不照顾。
We do not think of those who need to be taken care of. 应当尊敬的不尊敬。We never respect those that need to be respected.
三个礼拜前。
Three weeks ago.
布道团的副团长林旺杰在这里演奏的时候
，The Vice President of STEMI, this Dr. Yaya Ling, when he was performing here,
你还记得他的太太给我们弹琴吗
？Do you remember the wife played?
他的林旺杰博士
，When Dr. Yaya Ling
在 Tel Aviv 钢琴比赛 Rubinstein International Grand Piano Con 这个 competition 的时候，
当他在这个那边的有这个。钢琴的
鲁宾赛大决赛，
大决赛的时候，
他拿到奖状以后
，When he got the certificate，
两个人
，two persons，
一个是他
，he，
一个是犹太人
，one is a Jew，
一同回到纽约
，together they went back to New York。
回到纽约的时候
，when they returned to New York，
那个犹太人呢
，that Jew
马上得到一个奖品
，he got a prize，
这个 7 foot 的 Steinway and Son。
And 7 foot Steinway.
现在是12万美金。
Now of 120,000.
犹太人说，我们有一个犹太青年拿到奖状。
So the Jews said that we have a Jew young people get this.
送给他一个7尺的就。
So give him a 7 foot concert.
林旺杰是中国人。
And Dr. Yaya Ling is Chinese.
回到纽约的时候。
When he went back to New York.
有人对世界的报说。
Time told《世界日报》，
我们中国人也是得到奖状的。
You know, for the Chinese, we also got the certificate.
我们登一登出来，过一个广告好不好
？Why don't we just publish the newspaper?
你的报社人怎么回答
？You know what did they say?
他要登吗
？Does he want?
叫他出钱。
I need to pay.
我听见这个事。
When I heard that,
我想中国人对体恤后辈、尊重别人、懂得欣赏别人的好处的这个心呢？
The heart for the Chinese to respect people where honor is due, they never do that.
世界历史里面有两个人。
In China history, there are two persons.
一个叫做 Leontine Price.
Leontine Price.
另外叫做 Placido Domingo.
Domingo.
这个 Leontine Price 是个黑人。
Leontine Price is black.
当他第一次在 Metropolitan Opera House, 纽约唱歌剧以后
，After he sang in the opera in this Metropolitan,
听众想不到。今天我的耳朵可以听到这样好的声音
，The audience never expected we heard such a good.
哇，他们佩服他的不得了。
So the MI
就鼓掌，鼓掌，鼓掌，鼓掌，鼓掌，鼓掌。你要鼓掌多久
？Now how long？
26分钟17秒。
26 minutes 17 seconds。
你鼓看看。
Why don't you try it？
26分钟。
26 minutes。
手都肿起来了。
Your hand was swelled。
没有力鼓了。
Your hand was swelled。
后来就破世界纪录。
So it became a world record。
The world record for the soprano opera singer。
And 世界的这个歌剧的这个女高唱人有这个记录。
后来 Placido Domingo 男高音唱的时候。
So Domingo when the this
tenor。他们又一次。
One more time。
这样好的声音。
That's good for
him。拍掌，拍掌。多久呢
？How long？
一个钟头都6分钟。
1 hour 6 minutes。
我真的不知道怎么可能。
I couldn't understand how is it possible。
因为自己拍掌。
When you applaud yourself，
跟给人家打是一样。
As compared to other hit you is the same。
不同的地方给人家打不甘愿，自己拍是甘愿。
Because you are so willing， I said that's the only difference。
自己人拍了一个钟头又回去，会不会开车
？So after 1 hour's applaud， can they still continue to drive？
都肿得不得了。
They swell with the hands，
但他们很甘愿。
But they're willing。
但是中国人呢
？But Chinese。
我每次带他们去音乐会
，Every time when I took them to，
唱完了以后
，After singing，
中国人拍掌。
This is a very Chinese clap。
三次就完了。
Three times you end。
我问他说为什么这样拍少少
？I said why？
他说拍太多他会骄傲的。
If I applaud too much, he'll be proud。
你看到没有呢
？So you see。
为什么呢
？Why？
当恭敬的
，He who need respect，
恭敬他
，respect him。
当惧怕的
，He who need to be feared，
惧怕他
，fear him。
当纳粮的
，He who need to be
taxed， 纳给他。当交税的
，And to pay the right those due，
交给他。
Pay the right
容易不容易
？Is it easy？
不容易。
No，
我们要学。
We must learn。
从今天开始
，From today onward，
做一个尽责任。
Be a one who do your duties。
欣赏别人
，admire people，
尊敬别人
，respect people，
喜欢别人
，like people，
对别人好一点
，and good with people。
这样的人，自己过得更喜乐。
Then you will live more joyfully。
阿门，
阿门。
愿上帝赐福。
God bless us。
我们大家站起来。
You're all right。